Colleen Peterson, the late, great Colleen Peterson from Peterborough. Yeah. Oh, let's shut this guy up. There we go. Okay. So, let's see. Colleen Peterson. That was from an album from 1995. It's a self-titled album. Or no, it's title track I play. What Goes Around Comes Around. 1995 from the great Colleen Peterson. We had Renee Coughlin in there. Of course, from the Pears. And that was Happy in the Quiet. And that's new from her. Yeah. I think she's about to put an album out. Because these things keep appearing as singles. So there we go. And the great Andrea Nixon starting us off with her version of Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah. Hopefully an album will appear from her sometime soon, and then I'll play the snot out of it. Yeah. All right, having some fun here today. Well, it's because I'm getting over not being here last week. So I've got all kinds of stuff I got to cram in there. But what we're going to do right now is sort of tip of the hat, acknowledge the passing of a couple of tremendous artists. Mayor Brennan, also known as Moira Brennan. She has a band. She had a band called Clannad, or Clannad, if you prefer. They were going to do a final tour a couple of years ago, got stuck in COVID, and they never pulled it off. And now she's passed away just this week. She's Enya's older sister, is Mayor Brennan. So we're going to play you a couple of Clannad tunes. And then a guy that passed away just over a week ago. I would have been playing more from him last week if I'd been here, but we're catching up. David Whiffen passed away. So we're going to play a track from him called Smoke Rings from his 1999 album South of Somewhere. But first off, we're going to start off with some Clannad. We're going to play, first of all, The Bridge That Carries Us Over. It's from the Lore album from 1996. Then we're going to play, where is it? From the Annan album that came out in, is there a year on this? 1992. Okay. We're going to play with a song called In a Lifetime, my favorite Clannad tune. She's sharing vocals with Bono on that one, and then some David Whiffen. And it all happens right here, right now, on Folk Everything. And to let you know, Rory Talon's coming up right after this. So stick around. This is Clannad on a Bridge That Carries Us Over. Okay, go.
Folk Everything.
No.
Everything, folk Everything.
That's not right. I'll tell you what.
Hey, it's Thursday morning, 11 a.m. Oh, time for another CFR.
Stop that. Okay. We're going to have to find that again because it just sort of dumped itself out. But that's no good. Okay. A bridge. There we go. And we're going to put it in there. There we go. Are you ready? I think I'm ready. Machinery, are you ready? Okay.
By my side.
And Meredith Moon, and yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Kingston. I'm Meredith Moon, and you're listening to Folk Everything on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I got the blues, no peace of mind. My soul hanging out on the table. When last night I'm impressing the ladies, playing a short tune on a guitar if I'm able. Smoke rings fill the air, but there's nobody to hear what I am saying this morning. Coming my way. I just got back from a tour to Southland. Couldn't find an inner bin for my troubles. I've got no label. Now what do you think I found on my return but a young boy lying in the cradle? Smoke rings through the air, but there's nobody to hear what I am saying this morning. Whoa, blues is a-coming my way. The ladies weave their magic
on a traveler boy, just I happened to be there for the taking. Everybody just love to sit around, talk about the great big mistake that you may be making. Smoke rings through the air, but there's nobody to hear what I am saying this morning. Oh, 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 blues is a coming my way. I got the blues, no peace of mind. My soul hanging out on the table. When last night I'm impressing the ladies, playing a short tune on the guitar if I'm able. Smoke rings through the air, but there's nobody to hear what I am saying this morning. Whoa, whoa, blues is a coming my way. Blues is a coming my way.
All right, a tip of the hat to a couple of passings. That was David Whiffen, passed away last weekend. That was Smoke Rings. Ooh, okay. And I'm going to find him here on my list. There we go. That's from the album South of Somewhere from 1999, David Whiffen. The loss of a great Canadian folky there. And we had a couple of Clannad tunes to acknowledge the passing of Moira Brennan, who is the singer from the band, Enya's older sister. Unfortunately, when I was making my list, I have a spot right there for Mayor Brennan's solo stuff, and I didn't pick a song. I'm such a... Anyway, cute but not very bright. What can I tell you? So we played... let's see, what did we start off with? A Bridge That Carries Us Over, okay? 1996 from the Lore album. And then from the Anem album, we had In a Lifetime, one of my favorite Clannad tunes. That was with Bono on that. That was taken, when was this done? 1992, okay? But, yeah. So I guess Clannad is not going to tour again. Unless Enya steps up to the mic for them. I can't see that happening. All right. Yeah, a couple of Clannads and a David Whiffen. And now... Hi, Rory. Oh, let me put your mic up. There we go. How are you?
Hi, Hugh. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You're playing tonight.
I am, yeah. Musicy Cafe. I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a minute since I've been there.
Yeah. So. Wow. you're not here pushing the new album. You're just out here trotting the road like you always do.
Exactly, yeah. Sucker for the road.
Well, that's okay. It could be worse. But you're still cruising on the Now It's Quiet album.
Yeah. I put that one out second.
2024.
Yeah. And it's been going well. It's been nice to tour it and stuff.
Good.
I'd have to be working on some new stuff.
Yeah. Are you finding that people are, because people stayed away from shows during and after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been finding it's picking up again?
I think so. It's like everything else. It's different places or different situations and stuff. But I'm definitely finding people are more like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, I really miss this. And I think because of how much of our lives are on our digital platforms and stuff like that, that people are kind of looking to the real life stuff now.
Well, and so they should.
Yeah.
You know, that's how these guys make a living. Buying albums are great. Going to see shows are better. That's all I'm going to say. So what are you going to play some stuff for us, I think?
I was just thinking as I came in here, one of my EPs turned 11 this week, and I don't have kids, so I've releases to remind me I'm getting older.
Aren't we all?
And so this is the title track from that. It's called Strings.
Strings. Great.
Come to the shore and see. Gaze into the darkness hidden beneath. The curtain is one most choose to see. But the wonders and horrors are what you see. Them afraid to die. And oh, my dear, these are not wings. Crazy to fly, wear my face like a mask so you can see through my eyes. Puppets can only go as far as the strings, or he's afraid to cut them, afraid to die.
Wow, I don't hear you whistling a lot.
That's true. I don't have very many, but when I do, I embrace.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Now, folks, let me explain the dichotomy of his last album. It's called Now It's Quiet. Because you see, I mean, I've sat here beside Rory in the studio when he lets loose with that voice that he's got, that's just booming, and it literally blows me across the studio. So to put out an album called Now It's Quiet, is that a statement on your power of your voice?
Maybe. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's this weird little joke I keep running unintentionally, because I also have an album called Only Whispers. And this,
yeah.
Definitely not whispering on that one. But the title came from a lyric in one of the songs from that record that I liked, and I didn't end up calling that song Now It's Quiet. So I was like, well, I'll call the record Now It's Quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, it's definitely some irony going on there.
Well, folks, you know, you can believe me or not, but what I would suggest is you go down to Musicki tonight, 8 o'clock show.
8 o'clock. Show.
8 o'clock show at Musicki. He'll show you that big voice. So don't sit too close to the stage.
We'll shake that old foundation.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've been writing a bunch of new stuff, I'm assuming?
I'm working on some stuff right now, yeah. It took me a while. Like, I don't know, it's very strange with the circuit, right? Because you work on an album for so long, and then you start touring it, and it's like, oh, right, I got to start the next one. So
yeah.
I've been doing that a bit lately, which is nice, and I'll probably hit the studio soon. But I'm also in a play right now, so it's kind of taken up a bit of my time.
Well, that's fine. You got to put food on the table, pay rent, kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay, so do you know where you're playing music? It depends on whether or not it rains.
I think it depends on the weather, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we could go outside because it's Wouldn't so beautiful. It, but
it is, but apparently it's supposed to start raining this afternoon.
Yeah.
So is this a one-off show or you want a bit of a tour?
I played in Smiths Falls last night at Bowie's.
Okay.
And then tonight, and then I got to go back because like with the play I'm in, the rehearsal schedule keeps me close to home, so I'm playing when I can, but I can't go too far from Ottawa.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So you get weekends off.
I get, exactly, I'm a weekend warrior now.
Yeah, for now. Oh, man, that's great, but I've never been to Bowie's. What's it like?
It's great. Do you know Pat Maloney?
I think so, yes.
We used to tour a whole bunch back in the day, and we used to joke, because people used to get us confused, because we're both tall, deep-voiced guys who played solo and toured as much, and we would play a lot of the same places. But Pat opened Bowie's in 2019, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a great little spot. It's nice. Like, it's separated into two sections, kind of like the Cameron House in Toronto.
Right.
There's the bar in the front, and then there's a listening room in the back, and it's a nice spot. I like going there. Pat's great.
Oh, there's also kinds of great people play there, mm-hmm. too. So
Yeah. Craig Cardiff's playing there tomorrow night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. You got another one for us?
Yeah, of course. Do you want me to do one from the new record, and it'll be a quieter one?
Whatever makes you happy.
The one quiet song off of Now It's Quiet.
All right. What's it called?
It's called Reunions.
Oh, Reunion. Okay. All right. Let's write that down and even get the time here. There we go. All right. So, rock on.
Have no need for reunions if our childhood friends keep on dying. We can catch up at the next one just as long as the next one isn't mine, isn't mine. Decided that we should see the preciousness of existence only when it's too late and all you're left with is pure anguish wrapped in memories. trapped in memories. Memories. We're painting portraits of someone who left us long ago. Unintentional annulment of a lifetime. So it's too painful to notice the mirror reflect the passing of the years. Of the loss has spoiled my appetite for triviality and the comfort it brings. Let's go back into the forest and just melt into trees. Change color with the seasons and dissolve into seeds. Stay there and only leave when we get carried by the stream.
Crowd going wild. Yeah. So, how do you write songs? How do you do it?
How do I do
it? I mean, do you do the lyrics first, the music first?
I don't have like a set way to do it. I kind of have like a book that I just write thoughts into a lot.
Right.
Like I'll be thinking about something and be like, oh, there's an idea. And then a lot of times I'll sit down with a guitar or a piano and kind of just mess around with something until I'm like, oh, that sounds like something interesting. Let's play with that. And then if I get a foundation on the instrument, then I'll think of what it makes me think of. And I'll start going through my book and go, oh, this fits into that phrasing and the vibe. And then I'll kind of build around that.
Okay. I mean, I think there's a lot of artists that carry around a book.
Yeah.
You know, just random thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, sometimes there's some good stuff in there. A lot of times I'm going through it going, what the hell was that?
Well, no, exactly. That's the enigma in the song. If you don't know what it's about, the listener surely doesn't.
Yeah, for sure.
But we'll come up with a narrative to make it fit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so, I mean, do you have to be in a particular mood? Are you happy? Are you better happy, better pissed off, better sad?
I think I do the work I'm happiest with when I'm, like, in a... it's weird, but if you've heard my... if you listen to my music, when I'm in, like, in a gray, cloudish, kind of sad, lost...
Right.
And then, because that's the kind of music I like too. So a couple years ago, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start writing music that I like.
Yeah.
And would like to listen to. And then, so a lot of the times is that, yeah. I mean, I have a happier song on the last record. but yeah, a lot of my stuff comes from, like sadness or
quietness. And anger.
Quietness, yeah. Ironically, yeah. Again, from quietness.
have you written a sunshine song?
No. I have a I have like a happier song that's on the last record. It's the closest I've gotten to a love song. Oh. And I tell people it's weird because I'm like, I've been married for 16 and change years, I love my wife a lot and we're really happy together, but I struggle to write love songs that don't sound super corny.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yet you don't want to write one that makes your own heart bleed all over the record.
Yeah. But in the last record, I got closer with the song called, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on my own titles here.
I do that on my name.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. This is embarrassing. But yeah.
That's all right.
Come to the show and I'll play it for you.
Okay.
I'll point it out.
Yeah, well, I know I'm going to be there. So I hope you guys can show up as well. All right. Did you want to do one more or did you want me to do this?
What do you want, Hugh?
Oh, no. I'm quite happy sitting here listening to it. I'm doing it this morning, doing it in the afternoon.
Perfect. Why don't I do that song?
Okay. And then, if you can remember it.
If I can remember it, yeah. I remember the lyrics, but not the name for some reason.
Yeah.
There we go.
What's it called? You don't know. Okay.
I'll remember while I'm singing it, I promise.
All right.
This is bad. It's too early for me.
Yeah.
Love this little life we have. So why am I struck by guilt for it not being what we were told it was supposed to be? Like what we have isn't enough. And risk it all for something I'm supposed to want. And feel shame in this abundance. Just pretty enough to lose a pageant, but this is all I've ever dreamed of. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed. Already have someone to love who loves me. How can that not be enough? Well, she deserves all of my affection, not just a little piece. I'm not done with my ambition. Why pass it on? Risk it all for something I'm supposed to want. Feel shame in this abundance. Just pretty enough to lose the pageant, but this is all I've ever dreamed of. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed. Agony of the Father passed right down through the Son, and guard them from potential vices and familiar faults. And risk it all for something I'm supposed to want. Feel shame in this abundance. Just pretty enough to lose the pageant, but this is all I've ever dreamed of. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, all I ever dreamed. Down.
Yay! That was great.
Called Enough. I remembered.
Yeah, Old Enough?
No, no, Enough. Just the one word.
Just
yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay. A sucker for those one word titles.
Well, exactly. And you know, it's I've come across albums with a title.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, is there a song called that? And there doesn't appear to be.
Yeah.
Until their next album comes out, and then there it is. And you you couldn't put Waiting for the Sun on Waiting for the Sun? You had to...
Well, you had to wait for the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, that I think he got a bit of that loud voice as he went up there. but it was restrained enough that it didn't hurt.
I don't want to scare the folks.
Exactly. Blow their radios up. Oh, wow. All right, so this is you at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
I'm looking forward.
I can't wait. I can't. And folks, come on out. If nothing else, you got to hear this guy play live. You just heard a bit of it, but imagine, you know, like a 45-minute set. And you're going to walk out going, I need a beer. Yeah. Because it's wonderful stuff. Okay, Rory, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, really, listen, it's always my treat to have you here. It really is. It's one of the reasons you keep coming back to Kingston.
It is. It is. Whenever we can line this up, I'm always happy. And I love that you let me come hang out.
Oh, it's yeah. A treat. I think it's great. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to play this. And then I'm going to let you run off and have some breakfast. Maybe I'll have some breakfast. Yeah, either way. Okay, so we're going to finish off with what do we got here? Oh, Wish You Would Stay. Tell us about this.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, this is this was the second single off my last record. And originally the song was called Death Wish.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a chipper.
I picked
song.
A good one.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I played it for my wife and I told her the name of the song, she was like, you can't call it that.
Oh.
And she was correct, as usual. So I switched it to Wish You Would Stay, which is a much more approachable title, I think.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weird... I mean, I love the dichotomy in a lot of cases of your view of the artist...
Mm-hmm.
Their view of themselves, mm-hmm. and then what the manager's trying to sell you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I think that's pretty funny stuff, and I like that. Okay. Rory is playing tonight at Musicki at 7:30. If you're not there, you will regret it. Yes, I think, as any great show. You know, there's shows I regret not going to, just... Never saw the Doors.
Right.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I sold my tickets the morning of the show because I was just, there was no way. Yeah, I know. But such is life. We all have our little, you know. But then I'm old. So as the package says, I'm old, but I got to see all the great bands.
There you go.
Well, most of them.
Most of them. All the ones you could.
Thanks, Rory.
Thank you.
My machines have all gone blank. If you let them sit there for too long, they'd do that. All right, Wish You Would Stay, Rory Talon. Go see him tonight at Musicki. I'm Hugh. This is Folk Everything on CFRC.
So I can find a place for all my words. I also savor the surprise to not know when you're nearing. I slowly widen true sets in. What makes you wait to be
connection. Hold each of them close in a special place. Does it bother you to be so feared, hated and avoided? It must have been so lonely all those years. You've held some of those most dear to me. Do you still hold them close like I so wish I could? Like I wish you would stay.
I love having Rory in here. Wasn't that fun? I enjoyed that. You can go and see him. Don't forget. You can see him tonight at Musicky. It's an 8 o'clock show, so be there or be square. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Phones keep falling on my feet. All right, go over there. Stay there. All right, what do we got for you now? Oh, just because I can. I'm a big fan, always have been, and she hasn't been around for a while, but she's now playing again, all kinds of places, but not yet in Kingston, so we're going to have to do our very best to get her down here. Hang on, she is playing with, who's she playing with on this? Jono Townsend, yeah, from, you know where they're from. Red Fox, of course. We have Allie McCormick. This is the Midway with Jono on Folk Everything on CFRC.
Promises made, young love in the air. We're staying out Saturday late. Well, everyone knows that now anything goes on Midway. Spin me around on the Ferris wheel. Help me find my boots when I had too much beer. New friends get old fast when you're living on the road. Drive away, I feel the strain and the choke. Well, a double dog dare ya. Yes, a double dog dare ya. Down on the Midway. This town's falling asleep. I'll stay awake till the morning comes. Hustling and bustling to make ends meet. Running around on the hometown beat. The sky lights up when the sun goes down. Spin me around on the Ferris wheel. Help me find my boots when I had too much beer. New friends get old fast when you're living on the road. Drive
Thank you. That's Jonah Townsend on lead.
Time eases past me now. Why you've gone away. Now the air is silent, full of things that I should have seen in your eyes. So tell me how the doors are closing, how your love stops cold underneath my skin. Nothing stays the same, everything washes away in silent rain. Still thinking of you every day, walking through this masquerade. Forget so easily. So now I lie alone inside the shadow of my dreams. I'm cold and gray inside this lie, tangled in true love's defeat. So tell me how the doors are closing, how your love stops cold underneath my skin. Washes away in silent rain. And what about me? What about me? Was there ever an about me? What about me? What about me? Was there?
That fate slew far from his own to hear him moan on the plains of Waterloo. My love, he lay the whole night long. My love, he lay in pain. When the war was spread, he raised his head, and daylight came again. When that his comrades found him amongst the thousands that fate slew, they discoursed, my love, an hour or more on the plains of Waterloo. Likewise to my sweetheart, these were the very words he said, and then he did depart. They dug my love a silent grave, the tears they were not few, and they laid him in the cold clay on the plains of Waterloo. The more he is gone, left me, the water will I take. Through lonesome woods and shady groves, I'll wander for his sake. Through lonesome woods and shady groves, I'll wander through and through, and I'll mourn for him that's dead upon the plains of Waterloo.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Swing Swang Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits. Kokumonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Folk Alrighty then. Hang on. Let's get rid of that. Let's shut that guy up. And I'll tell you what I played. We started off with Ally McCormick with John O. Townsend from Red Fox and a thing called The Midway, and that was live from 2020. Okay? But she's back. And we can't wait to get her to Kingston. Who else have we got in there? an album that I picked up at a charity shop, which is a great place to buy used music, I gotta say, because it's so much cheaper and you can find stuff that you're not gonna find in a record store, which is neat. The album by Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts. This is very early on, and this might be Catherine Roberts' debut appearance, actually, on record.